You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dickerson, Bostic, Callis behind the glass here on the Fan Morning Show. And we got odds and ends, baby. Last preseason game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Carolina Panthers. I don't know how exciting it's going to be. Probably not that exciting. But we still have to do odds and ends. Not sure if this first guy will play, but we'll throw him in there just in case he does. Are you guys ready? Kaus, you're keeping score. You are in the lead right now, the last two preseason games.
I'm 2-0, and I've got the most overall points.
I'm Crowley. Am I Crowley today?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I'm picking for Adam.
Yes.
Right.
So I have an opportunity to...
You can just pick under on everything and...
Yeah,
we mess them up.
We're talking ball. We got ball today.
We got ball.
We got ball.
Are you guys ready? Pat, we'll start with you. Mason Rudolph, over under 105.5 passing yards.
Under.
Under.
I'm going to go under as well because I don't think he's going to play that much, if at all. And if he does play a lot, I think that they're going to want to focus whenever he's in there on the run. So I don't think he's going to play at all. So I'm going to go under with Mason Rudolph right there. Skylar Thompson, over under 200.5 passing yards.
Under.
I'm going to go over. He's going to play a lot. I think they're going to throw the ball a lot with him to try to showcase him. I don't know what the deal is with him. I don't know if they're going to put Will Howard on IR and keep Skylar Thompson on the active roster, cut Skylar Thompson, put Skylar Thompson on the IR, but I think they're going to want to let him showcase his skills just in case he does get released so he can get an opportunity with a team on a roster in the NFL. So I think he goes over 200.5 passing yards. Logan Woodside, over under 75.5 passing yards.
Over.
Over.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under with Logan Woodside. He's probably going to play a decent amount too, but I think that they will focus on the run whenever he is in there. Caleb Johnson, over under 50.5 rushing yards.
Over.
Oh.
Under.
I'm going to go slightly under. Slightly under. I think he's around 42, 43 yards rushing. That's a tough one.
You said 50.5 on that one?
50.5, yeah. I'm going to go under. That's what he had last game. I think he had 50. Yeah, I'm under.
He had exactly 50.
Yep. Lou Nichols, over under 30.5 rushing yards.
Over.
Under.
I'm going to go over for Lou Nichols. He's had a pretty decent preseason. Good for him. Trey Sermon, over under 20.5 rushing yards.
Under.
Over.
I'm gonna go over. Slightly over for Trey Sermon. Roman Wilson, Over under, and I believe he is going to play because they still need to see a lot of more out of him. Roman Wilson over under 50.5 receiving yards.
Under.
Over.
I'm gonna go over as well. He's gonna continue his trend upwards to become the Steelers' third wide receiver this year. He has a good game. Scotty Miller over under 40.5 receiving yards.
Under.
That's a tough one for me. I'll say under.
I'm going to go over, especially when Rascal Thompson's in there. I picked him to go over 200.5 passing yards. I think he gets the bulk of that with Roman Wilson and Scotty Miller. So I'm going to go over for Scotty Miller, 40.5 receiving yards. Connor Hayward, over under 15.5 receiving yards.
Under.
15.5?
Yep.
Under.
I'm gonna go over as well for Connor Hayward, slightly over. He has 17 yards receiving, and maybe that comes on one play down the seam for Connor Hayward. Carson Bruner, over under 3 tackles.
Over. Over.
Over.
He is gonna play a lot. He's gonna play a lot on special teams. He's gonna play a lot on defense. He goes over 3 tackles. Beanie Bishop, he's going to play a lot as well. He's fighting for a roster spot. Over, under 3 tackles.
Under.
Under.
I'm going to go over to be different. I think he gets over. I think he was like second on the team in tackles in the first game, second or third. I think he's going to make over 3 tackles. Mark Robinson, over, under 4 tackles.
Over.
Under.
I'm going to go under. I think he has 3. I think he has 3. Sebastian Castro over under 2 tackles. This is a great addition of Odds and Ends. Everybody knows these names, right?
Can you repeat that?
Sebastian Castro, he plays safety, over under 2 tackles.
Under.
Under.
Over. I think he's going to go over. I think he had 3 tackles last game. I think he gets that again. Jack Sawyer, over under 1 sack. Over under, yeah, half a sack.
Half a sack?
Over or under. Does he have a sack?
Under.
Okay.
Under.
I think he gets a sack this game. I think he gets after it. Big Jack Sawyer.
You thought he was going to get a sack the past 2 games.
I know. He has to get one at some point. He's going to be playing a lot. Shoot. Will Connor Hayward have a touchdown?
No.
No.
I'm going to go no as well. Will Roman Wilson have a touchdown?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go yes,
gonna
too.
He's going to have under 50 receiving yards, but one of those catches, he's going to have 2 catches and one's going to be a touchdown. He's going to have 2 catches for like 24 yards, 1 touchdown.
That's a good stat line right there, Pat. You're probably right on the nail.
If I get that right, Crowley should have to buy me lunch.
I agree.
Okay, we're going to have to make that a thing right now.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Will Caleb Johnson have a touchdown?
He will. He will. He might rush for like 19 yards on like, now, he'll rush for like 28 yards on 8 carries. It won't be a great day, but he'll score a 1-yard touchdown.
Yeah, I like Pat's thought process there. I will say he'll score.
I agree. I think Caleb Johnson finds the end zone, but I also – wait, did I go – I went slightly under 50.5 rushing yards, but he has a touchdown. And people are feeling better about Caleb Johnson after tonight's game. Will the Steelers' defense have an interception?
Yes.
Sure, why not?
I'm going to go yes. Will any of the Steelers quarterbacks throw an interception?
Yes.
No.
I'm going to say yes. Logan Woodside is going to throw an interception. I hope he doesn't, but I think he will. Will there be a special teams touchdown in the game?
No.
No.
I'm going to go no as well. All right. Bonus. Player of the game. Who you got?
Player of the game. Skylar Thompson.
I think he maxed out from his first week there. I don't know how you can improve on that. I think Roman Wilson, though.
You can't get player of the game twice?
I can, but I don't think he's going to he's not going to throw for 200 yards and be spectacular, He's going to be a serviceable quarterback. Roman Wilson.
Didn't you pick Roman Wilson last game?
No, I picked Connor Hayward.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. And he had, what, one catch for 1 yard.
Yep.
My player of the game, Scotty Miller. And I think that him being player of the game, him having a good game, we will see him on the active roster. He'll be part of this wide receiver core. All right, there's your addition. Final edition of Odds and Ends for the Steelers preseason. You like that, Pat?
I like it. 53-man roster deadline. Tuesday. Does Beanie Bishop make the roster?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no as well.
Brandon Echols, I think, will make it.
Better player.
Yeah. Better player. Will the Steelers sign a receiver before we talk to you next week?
Yes.
Who do you think that that might be? Will it be a name or will it be just a receiver that's out there?
I hope it's Amari Cooper.
Yeah. Nobody's been talking about him at all. Like, his name hasn't been brought up anywhere. Like, not even for workouts, nothing. Not even teams talking to his agent, nothing. Quiet.
The pragmatist in me says it's just going to be another body.
Mm-hmm.
Like a decent player, but nobody of great consequence.
Okay.
Because, great. I mean, think about it. They've added a tight end that's going to demand targets in Jonnu Smith. Pat Freiermuth already demands targets. DK is going to have targets. Like Calvin Austin, they have a lot of, I think depending on how tonight goes, will impact maybe where they go with this. I mean, yeah. Aaron Rodgers' comments about Roman Wilson and his down in, down out consistency, you know, I took a lot of, that was a very interesting comment.
Yeah.
But he also expressed a wanting to get the most out of Roman, which means there's some belief in.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe what the man says, there's belief that Roman can be really good. So, you know, Scotty Miller, solid. But if Roman Wilson has a day tonight or game tonight, a good game, may impact how much they really feel like they have to shake up that room. Because yeah. I do think their receiving core as a whole, their eligibles as a collective, to use Tomlin's terms, are more than formidable. When you figure the tight end position in there.
Yeah, I agree. And then, you know, obviously Gabe Davis, he came in, and obviously I think that they offered him a contract that wasn't up to his liking, and that's why he was like, okay, I'm going to go check in with the Bills. But, you know, they are looking, but I think you're absolutely right. I think Roman Wilson could really help them out in that area of who they're looking at that position by his play tonight, and you know how he's been trending upwards during training camp. He's actually done very well for himself. We'll see if he can do that tonight, and we'll see that if he can do that when the season starts and throughout the season and can be consistent with that. So a lot on his plate, and we'll see if he can come through. Coming up next, there is another position outside of offensive line that I personally am worried about. I've been talking about it all week. I'm going to get Pat's thoughts on that.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
937 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the 937 The Fan staff. Do you want 937 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name your group's main contact information and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com right now. Dickerson, Bostic, Callis with you on the Fan Morning Show. Callis, how you doing? You doing all right?
I feel wonderful.
That's good.
About to lock up another dub with this odds and ends.
You probably will. You probably will. You'll close out the preseason with a win, and then we'll start the regular season, and we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Callis is winning in all sorts of ways today.
He is. Yeah, you did great. And Quiz Callis, good job.
I'm a hero.
You're a hero. Sure. Yeah.
Keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. Yeah. Pat, there is obviously there's concern around the offensive line for the Pittsburgh Steelers and what they can do this year. And I thought that they've been pretty steady throughout preseason. And it's nothing great, nothing bad, as we talked about before, nothing too alarming, but they've been pretty steady. But one position that I have a question mark by is the running back position. Like, I don't know if Jaylen Warren can be the bell cow all year. We've never seen that. He's always been the, you know, not the backup, but a guy that has the split carries with Najee Harris throughout the times that they played together. I don't know if Kenneth Gainwell can be that second running back if something happens to Jaylen Warren. If Jaylen Warren has a hamstring injury and he can't play, you know, a few games. If Jaylen Warren's in the doghouse because he fumbled, can Kenneth Gainwell uphold being that type of running back? And Caleb Johnson being a rookie, and we've seen him, you know, through the first two preseason games, not look as explosive, kind of look tentative, not trusting himself, not trusting his eyes. I think that might be a bigger issue than I think people are thinking about, because there's so many other things to think about with this Pittsburgh Steelers team. I think it's being very and severely overlooked that the running back position isn't a certain thing. There's so much unknown around the Steelers running backs.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're putting a lot of stock in Jaylen Warren rising to the occasion and assuming that number one running back mantle. I think he's fully capable of it. I think he's the kind of guy with more carries and at-bats, he's going to be even better. So I'm as long as he stays healthy, which has not always been his strong suit, I think he's fully capable of being a starting running back in this league and being one that's more explosive than what they've had. He's absolutely a more explosive player than Najee Harris. Caleb Johnson is underwhelmed and limited time we've had a chance to see him. Kenneth Gainwell is such a proven commodity. I think they know how they're going to use him in the passing game and so forth. And then you got Trey Sermon, who has been a capable backup. Is it an elite room? No, it's not. Do they have a bona fide number one? Not right now, but I'm bullish on Jaylen Warren. Like, I think Jaylen Warren is playing for his next contract right now. Mm. He's playing for a future in this league that is better than he would have been playing for had Najee Harris been brought back. So it is very much a prove-it type of year for him, and I think he's going to play with a certain attitude about him that I expect really big things from Jaylen Warren this year. Mm-hmm. I think he's good enough. I think he's good enough to be a top half running back in this league.
Yeah. Do you think he has a better year than Najee Harris?
Yes.
By far?
No, okay. But better.
Better?
Yeah. I mean, I think that Najee will have – certainly he'll have a good year, but just based on how they play there. But, I mean, they drafted a running back pretty high there. Yeah. Amarian Hampton, that's a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see him relegated to backup carries pretty quickly in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Warren doesn't have much resistance. Like, if you had to say it's third and two, who are we giving the ball to? I think you know who your answer is going to be if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think if you're the Los Angeles Chargers, there's a fair argument for Amarian Hampton.
Yeah, yeah. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Pat, how do you think this whole circus of a quarterback situation is going to go in Cleveland? I mean, Joe Flacco is going to start the season. Kenny Pickett is nursing a hamstring injury. Shedeur Sanders has an oblique injury. And Dylan Gabriel played in the last preseason game coming off of a hamstring injury. How do you think this is all going to play out there?
I think that one of them is going to start the season on IR. Probably Shedeur would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to carry three into the season. Flacco is going to start. Kenny will play at some point, and then based on their record, one of those rookies is going to get a shot at some point unless they are winning. And if they're winning, I believe it's because either Flacco or Pickett have played well. But they will not end the season with all four of those quarterbacks on their roster in any way, shape, or form, unless one of them gets hurt for the year.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is either going to one of them is going to get traded at some point or released or whatever. I mean, I hope it's not Kenny, but it could be. But I think Shador starts on IR. I think all signs point toward – I have no information on that, but, like, he's not really doing much right now, and, you know, he's doing a little bit, but – and they don't want people to come get it. They don't want someone to come get him because they'll get it. They'll get ripped.
Yeah.
If Gabriel and or Sanders were to get plucked on practice squad. So that's how I see it working out. I think three quarterbacks will play for them this year if their season goes how I expect it, which is they're not going to be very good. If they're actually decent and have a chance at a winning record, it's because Flacco or Pickett are playing well.
How do you think the Bengals are going to be this year?
The same that they've been the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Tantalizing on offense, but a sieve on defense, and I think that's going to put pressure on Burrow, and they're going to be in a lot of obvious passing situations, and he's going to get hit a lot, which puts him at risk to get hurt.
So, what about the Bills?
You know,
isn't it crazy to sit here and think that Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow possibly could never win a Super Bowl?
It is. I mean, the it's a steep hill to climb with the Kansas City Chiefs, but in the AFC. I mean, none of these teams have, during the course of their, like, Kansas City has invested on defense, and they have been elite on defense all throughout Mahomes' career. When they haven't been as good, but that's how they've balanced their ship. It has been obviously keeping talent that they draft, but also adding in spots. Buffalo's not been, with a defensive head coach, not been great on defense. Baltimore got good at the end of last year on defense, but they haven't been the Ravens of old. And Burrow and Kansas City has been, I mean, excuse me, Cincinnati has been terrible on the whole on defense. So you look at, like, what's the difference, really? Yeah, Mahomes has had Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and all the Isaiah Pacheco and all these really good players on offense, but, like, they've also let Tyreek Hill go.
Mm-hmm.
They've also, you know, won with Juju Smith-Schuster and others at receiver. Sky Moore. I mean, like,
right.
kind of like the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know, did with Tom Brady. Like, did they have a bunch of big name guys when they won all the Super Bowls on offense?
Mm-mm.
No, but they kept their defensive nucleus together. And it allowed them to play really aggressive on offense when they needed to, but also play ball, time possession, and play keep away at times. I mean, I think it's, you know, the Steelers are skewed the other way, but Kansas City's found a balance there. And certainly when you draft a quarterback and are able to graduate him into a deal that's as big as Mahomes, they didn't have to pay for him in the open market. It helps, but Buffalo's not done that well. I mean, it's going to depend on their defense. So, we'll see.
Social media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com and visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Social media's Biggest Losers. Anybody hating on Carlos Zofko, Whoopio Insiders, top 20 preseason list. It's ridiculous. He's trying to do something good. So, that's you. You're the Biggest Loser. Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn. He will join us, our sports director. We'll talk about some Bubba Chandler and the preseason game tonight. We'll hear from Jeff next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Callis, did you call Jeff Hathorn?
I didn't have to call him. He's already on the line.
Let's go. Nice. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. He joins us right now. Jeff, good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Outstanding.
Yeah, doing pretty good.
It's a lot more 13 than 9 in there today.
That's right, baby. Isn't it refreshing? He's not going to say anything. He's such a diplomat.
He's not
going to
say anything.
He's such a company man. I love that guy.
Jeff, Bubba Chandler, he's finally getting called up. He makes his debut tomorrow, I believe, and he's coming out of the bullpen. Bubba Chandler, he is a starting pitcher in the minor leagues, and I think ultimately he will be a starting pitcher in the major leagues. But do you agree or disagree with the usage and potential usage of Bubba Chandler initially coming out of the bullpen as a long reliever?
No, and I wait to hear from Ben Cherington. I guess he's going to speak on Sunday. But I think, to Dan Zangrilli's point yesterday, that this is more of a load management type thing, to where he's already had so many starts in the minors that they're going to restrict some of his innings, and this is a little bit of an easier way to do it. And listen, his numbers haven't been good recently, but I look at it this way. I think he's probably a kid, like the really smart kid that's bored with the class.
Yeah.
That just, you know, has some bad tests because he doesn't want to be there. Like, he's looking for the next challenge. And I think that's what Bubba is. I mean, the strikeouts are still there. I'm anxious. I mean, it does take a little of the pressure off not being a starter. I don't know that they necessarily need to do that to him, but I think this is a different way to workload management, so where it's not as obvious. Because if you start and you go 4 or 5, you know, that's very obvious. You come in and you relieve 4, okay, you got good work in.
Shifting to football, Steelers' final preseason game tonight, Jeff. I mean, bubble watch, cut line watch, 53-man roster set on Tuesday. Who's your eye on tonight? Give us a couple names that they've got to make their final case, or they may be elsewhere.
Beanie. I still think he makes this team, but even the, you know, Terrell Austin kind of said this is a big game for him. Like, pointed it out, like, hey, he needs to show some splash. That's what he was special at last year. He's done some of the routine things, but can he, you know, show some splash out there in the reps he gets? Now, I'm kind of happy that some of the starting secondary is going to be out there. I don't know how long, but that's one guy to look for. I mean, the receiver mix is interesting because Skoranek had that toe injury, so he was out a couple of days. But Miller's been outstanding in camp. Obviously, we know Roman Wilson stays. Calvin Austin is starting to work his way back. There's an outside chance he plays in this game. So those are just a couple of guys. I think they're probably keeping all their middle linebackers. Maybe for a Dylan Cook, it's a last chance to go out there. But then if he's going out against third stringers, how can you really evaluate, you know, what he can do?
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Wait, Jeff, you said that some of the starters in the secondary are going to play tonight?
Yeah, I mean, the only guys ruled out at this point. Now, let's put the caveat that Tomlin said, let's see who they're playing against. Well, Carolina's already said they're going to have their backups. So what he might want to do is just have those guys dress, go out through warm-ups, and then they never play. But they want this sensation of, hey, let's do all this routine, get that down, and maybe they don't get into games. But Ramsey, Slay, Porter, Elliott, they've all not been ruled out. Tomlin said they're preparing for them to play, but he also left that that little thing out there to where he could change his mind. Or, like I said, I think they like to get these guys, like, let's put them in a football environment, see what it's like, go through all the warmups, and then they don't play.
Jeff, you mentioned the receiver position. At this time next week, do the Steelers have a new receiver? And if they do, who would you venture to say it might be?
Yeah, it's an interesting call because I keep thinking of this. All right, you got the five linemen, the quarterback, there's six. Jonnu and Pat are probably going to be in almost every snap situation. There's a DK's out there that's nine. You're probably going to have a tailback. That's 10. So Calvin Austin is the guy that you like. Is Darnell never going to play in those situations, or is he just going to be a substitution for a tight end who gets a blow here and there? I mean, I don't know if like a big number two is a necessity for this offense, but I do think they'll go searching for somebody. And I think Risner is an interesting bring in and talk to because, you know, we thought at one point in the season or early in the offseason that this might be let's see what this team's going to do. Then all of a sudden they go and get all these vets. Well, they like Spencer Anderson, but if you could get a guy like Risner to be your backup with a 10-year vet on one side and a second-year player on the other and have him as a swing, you could convince him to do that. That's a big upgrade.
Jeff, Gabriel Davis, he came in for a visit yesterday and he left. And I assumed that the Steelers were actually going to sign him. I really did believe that because they brought him in a couple months ago and probably told him, hey, get healthy, come back, and we'll see where you're at and we'll probably sign you. But he left. I think he's taking a visit now with the Buffalo Bills. Is that a case of the Steelers maybe lowballing him and him not being too happy with the contract offer, or is he still injured?
I mean, there's a chance they don't like his medicals. And maybe it was like, hey, let's bring you in front of our medical team again and give it one more chance. Let me see what it looks like in person. But I think from a Gabe Davis standpoint, if Buffalo's really interested, I mean, I like some of the things the Steelers have done in the offseason, but there's no question the Bills are a Super Bowl contender. He already knows Allen. Like, he knows that scheme. He knows that offense. I could understand even as whatever he was offered here, that he goes and visits Buffalo and says, okay, can you get me anywhere near this, or what kind of role would I have? Because as I just stated, I mean, Jonnu and Pat are going to have a role in the passing game. DK is going to be their lead. I mean, if Gabe is looking for something more than being the fourth option, and I don't know if he would get that in Buffalo, but at least he would have some rapport with the quarterback up there.
There's been some scuttlebutt, Jeff, that teammates are trying to convince Aaron Rodgers already. They haven't even played a game yet to play again in 26, and maybe his mind has shifted a little bit. Is this just late training camp fodder, or is there more? Is there fire where there's smoke?
I don't pretend to know Aaron Rodgers inside and out, but I will say this. After he went on McAfee and said it was his last year, first time we talked to him at camp, he said, well, maybe my last year. Like, he left the door open. I know this. He's loving it there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard not to see him with a smile, talking to guys. And as been pointed out, he loves football. That's one thing that I've learned about Aaron Rodgers, that because you hear about so many of his other takes, the dude loves the game. Like, I mean, he loves teaching it. He loves being around guys. And you know what he really loves are guys that are football, have high football IQs. Like, that's why when Scotty Miller's name comes up and people are like, he likes guys that have good football IQs. He thinks like Connor Hayward, for example, has a really good football IQ. Like, those, he gets into all kinds of players. Obviously he loves the talented ones, but he loves the nuances of the game. And I didn't realize that about him, because you think, oh, it's this California dude that's thinking about hosting Jeopardy. Well, no, he still loves the game.
Well, you think about him too, just to add on that, like Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, some of the players they had. I mean, for every Davante Adams, there was five of those guys
that
are really good players. And when you look at the Steelers receiving core, be hard pressed not to compare them to some of those Packers teams that were elite offensively. Scotty Miller, you know, obviously isn't Jordy Nelson, but yeah, you think of Randall Cobb and Calvin Austin, right? Like, there are a lot of comps there, and they have does Aaron want to bring somebody in that he has to school on the job?
Right. And so, Pat, let me ask you this. You're dropping back on third down. You need to get a first down. You know Scotty Miller's going to be where he needs to be.
Absolutely.
I mean, his biggest year was with Tom Brady. And included in that, he had an NFC championship touchdown at the end of the half because Brady trusted where Miller knew where he was going to be and would make the play. That's not to say Miller's, you know, a top 10 receiver or even one of their better options. But guys like that have roles with guys that play the position at such a level like Aaron Rodgers or think it at such a level like Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. Jeff, you're the man. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend, man.
See you, boys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, coming up next, we'll close out the show. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, Pat, tomorrow, pick kickoff luncheon.
You ready to go?
I'm ready to go, baby.
Keynote speaker.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Double D.
I'm excited to kick this off, man. I mean, it's crazy how fast football comes every single year, but this is a true honor to be able to speak to the team and to speak to you know, the Pitt supporters that will be there. You know, hopefully this is a special season. Hopefully every season's a special season, but, you know, this is the one that's in front of us. And hopefully the message that I give the seniors and the people in the room can grab something from it, because football is the greatest game on earth, and it has done so much for my life and for your life. Yep. And for a lot of our lives. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited to kick this thing off.
You're going
to
do great. I'm sure your message will resonate. Unlike a lot of the speakers we've had, Tyler last year and so forth, these guys know you, they see you, but they may not know all about you. So I think it's an opportunity for them to really get to know you, and then everyone in the audience, and we've got a big crowd coming, that again, to see your story and hear from you. I'm excited to hear your remarks, man. I know you'll kill it.
I appreciate it. I will see you tomorrow. Appreciate you coming on today, Pat.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you next week, man. Game week.
Yes, sir. Game week next week. Steelers, Panthers tonight to close out the preseason. Crowley will be back tomorrow. First Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 80, low of 69, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 65 with clear skies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.